is a refuah. Ze bechinas lechem oini. This is why it says that matzah makes milchama against oini, against poverty, against sickness. Shehu refuah lecha oini kanal. This is the lechem which saves from oini, which saves from sickness, which saves from pain. We should all be zeichet to be mekasher ourselves to the da'as ha'emes, to the tzadik ha'mitim, and therefore we have refuah and yeshua and everyone need. Now he's going to go into a whole thing, how is zeichet to machlekes l'shem shemayim, you know, to really go into detail to clarify it.
We're in the middle of Torah Nun Vav. We're up to Ice Tess. Rav Enizal was talking about the topic, you recall what we had till now. I'm just going to review for a second the last two paragraphs. Rav Enizal spoke about the union of Hagdolas Hadas, and he spoke about the Yontif of Shavuos, which is the highest level Das, because that's when Hashem appeared to Bnei Israel as a Zokin Mole Rachmim. And Mole Rachmim means a higher level of Das, Kikur HaRachmim Tolei V'Das, because Rachmonis is dependent on Sechel. And Rav Enizal spoke about the Mikvah of Shavuos. Then he spoke about the Mon, the union of Mon, being an item of Seichel. That's why it says that Shotu Ha'am V'Loktu, that when they violated the Mon, it was an union of Shtus. An union of Shtus, a lack of Das. And Rav Enizal spoke about the Matzah on Pesach, is also Asvoso, it's a cure because of Das. Das leads to Shalom, which is a cure. Shalom L'Arochoi V'Lakoroi, Omar Hashem U'Refosiv. And Matzah is Das, we explained Al Pi Kabbalah, because Matzah is a combination of Chochman Bino, Ov and Sog, which is Das. Now Rav Enizal says, V'lovoi l'machlokes l'shem shamayim. Then Rav Enizal said that there are two inyonim of Das. There's Das, and there's that which is higher than Das, which is machlokes l'shem shamayim. Das is when everything is smooth. Machlokes l'shem shamayim is where there's machlokes. It would seem that that's a lower level of Das, and yet in truth it's a higher level of Das. And we see this, the Gemara says in Chagiga, that between learning Gemara, the Gemara says that between learning Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi, if a person switches from Bavli to Yerushalmi, he's committing a crime. Why? Yerushalmi is an inyan of Das. It's Psak Halacha. It's more like straightforward. Bavli is constant battle. That's Bechinas Machlekes L'Shem Shamayim. Constant battle back and forth, and that sharpens your mind much more than when you're simply fed straight Halacha type things. Okay, let's see what Rav Enizal is going to say about this now. V'lovoi l'machlekes l'shem shamayim. We just started. In order to get to the madrega of machlekes l'shem shamayim, tzorich l'zakech u'letaher es hashamayim. A person has to smooth out and cleanse the shamayim. Shelo yiyah bebechinas albish shamayim kadrus. That the shamayim should not be, like the pasuk says, Hashem says, if Bnei Israel will be bad, I'll cloak the shamayim with kadrus. Kadrus is like the bottom of a pot. You know, that Kedera, dirty that, portion.
It's like Kedera.
Exactly. The bottom of a pot is Kadrus. So a person has to see to it that there shouldn't be Albish Shamayim Kadrus, but instead the Shamayim should be pure and clean. Rabbi Nizal says, in order for a person to purify the Shamayim, it requires not Anocha. Rabbi Nizal doesn't say that. It requires anocha be'emes, real anocha, sincere anocha. Rabbi Nizal says, ki yesh b'leiv ruach ha'dofek, shehi mascheles ha'toilodo, shehi metchilas ha'toilodo. There is in the heart a pulsating force, which comes from the beginning of when a person is born. V'hu noisei olov kol ha'lechois, v'chol ha'domim, v'chol ha'mitzois, shekoirin zaften. This pulse carries with it all the moistures and all the bloods and all the juices. Zaftin means juices of the body. This pulsating force, this heartbeat, goes and knocks on all the evorim, meaning it transports items to all the different organs of the body. And through its traveling and returning from the organs, it moves them and it arouses them and it awakens them from rotting. Ipush means rotting. In other words, if not for this constant pouring of bloods and juices on the Evorim, they would become brittle, dry, and they would just rot. in order that the organs of the body should not rot and shouldn't become spoiled, like the wind which blows in the ocean, shehu manapetz umanashev umahapech umegis hamayim shelo yisapshu v'lo yiskalklu, which throws the water back and forth and turns it over and moves it and rolls it in order that it shouldn't spoil and it shouldn't become, it shouldn't rot. The motion of the water is what keeps it from becoming spoiled.
Because they have like the process now, aeration, where there's a method of purifying water where they air it out, where they shoot air through it.
So
this is exactly what
Rabbi Nizal's talking about. Now Rabbi Nizal says, the main flow of this pulsating ruach is within the hands. Why? Because the yodayim are askonios, which means, Richie, they are the most motion. They are the organs that are most in motion. The Shulchan Aruch brings this with regards to Netiyas Yadayim in the morning, because the Yadayim are askonias, they're always moving around at night. We're afraid that they'll touch a place which is tameh. That's why you have to wash your hands. So Rabbi Nizal says, "Kimachmas shehayadayim askonias tzorech lenashev ulenapetz oisam beyoser." Therefore, it's required that they should have this ruach pulsate through them more than anything else. And that's why a doctor, when he places his hand on the pulse of a person, he knows everything about the sick, everything about the sickness. Because there in the hands is found the pulse which corresponds to the heartbeat. That these two are one and the same. The pulse of the hand gets its whole kayach from the heartbeat. Shehu noisei hakoil olav, which carries everything on it. V'tzorech sheyelech ze horuach hadoifek tenua misuderes kitikunoi ukesiduroi. Rabbi Nizal says it's very, very important that this ruach hadoifek should go in a smooth motion, mesukon and mesudar, very orderly, very neat. Period. Now, to clarify a few simple items. Number one, okay, this ruach hadoifek that we're talking about, which sphera specifically are we talking about? We're talking about the sphera of the exact opposite. We're talking about chachma. How do we know this? The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that we have in Yud Kei Vav Kei, we have four combinations. Ov Sod Mor Bon. Ov stands for Chachma. In other words, Ov Sod Mor Bon corresponds to Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ov is Chachma. Sod is Bina. Mor is Zeranpin. The last Kei is Malchus. The Tikkuni Zohar, I think it's a Tikkuni Zohar, which says that the Achorayim of the Shem Ov is Bigimatria Defek. Exactly. When you take the Shem Ov, which is Yud Vav Dalid, Ke Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Ke Yud. When you take that Ba'achirayim, which means Yud Vav Dalid, then Yud Vav Dalid, Ke Yud, then Yud, you go that, it's exactly Bigamatria Defek. Why? Very simple. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that the letter, which letter of Hashem's name stands for Chachma?
Yud.
The Yud.
There are Yud Minei Defekin. There are 10 types of pulses. There are 10 types of pulses corresponding to the Yud of Hashem's name, corresponding to Chachma. The pulse is a whole union of Chachma. This is why the pulse specifically manifests itself in the Yodayim, in the Yad. Because what is the Yad? Rabbi Nizal explains in Torah Ches and Kutum Antanino that the word Yad is actually stands for two items. The Dalet stands for the four letters of the Shem Havaya. The Yud stands for the 10 letters of the Milui of the Shem Havaya. Of the Milui of the Shem Havaya or the Achirayim of the Shem Havaya. Either one you have of. You have 72. Because the Milui of the Shem Havaya, Yud Vav Dalet, Ke Yud, Vav Yud Vav, Ke Yud, is 10 letters. That's 72. The Achirayim of the Shem Havaya, Yud, Yud K, Yud K Vav, Yud K Vav K, you have 10 letters also. So we see how the Yad, the Odayim, are always an union of this Chachma, in this sense. We say many times the Odayim is Malchus, that's a separate topic. Right now we're going into a different mode of thinking, which explains why in the story of the seven Betlers, the one who was able to cure the Bas Melech, the one who knew the 10 types of Negino, What does Negina correspond to? What's the whole backbone of a song, of music? The beat. The beat is considered the whole backbone of an orchestra. The drums are the whole backbone of the orchestra. So Negina is the singing of Dafik. These two are synonymous. This is why the one who cured the Bas Malka was the one who knew the 10 types of song, was the one who didn't have hands, or his hands weren't operative, whatever it was. Missing hands, or whatever
he
it is.
He knew the 10 types of, what did you say?
He knew the 10 types of song with which he was able to cure the 10 types of arrows which made the Bas Malka sick. Because the Gemara says that how many sicknesses are there? How many basic sicknesses are there in the world? The Gemara says 10, exactly. 100%. This is what the Gemara says. Which corresponds to the 10 types of Negina in Tehillim. This is why Tehillim is so potent. For sickness, a person gets sick, say Tehillim. Why? Because there are 10 types of Negina which correspond to this. Where do these 10 types of Negina draw their source from? From the 10 letters of the Shem of Hashem's name. In other words, Yud, Yud-Kei, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, this Achayrayim of Hashem, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, which is this whole meaning of Defek, because Defek is a meaning of Achayrayim. Why is it Achayrayim? We'll see soon.
Could we say the hands are being the two because the hands are, the Defek is attached to the heart due to its penis?
We'll see. Let's not. Darshan, let's see, which corresponds to the 10 fingers in the hand, corresponding to the 10 types of Negino. All of this is connected, as we'll see soon.
But would you say the 10 types of Negino draw from the 10 letters of the Achrayim or the Milud?
Either one. Both are of 72. And this is the whole story. Rabbi Zal once said that the Sifrei Kabbalah bring the Pasuk, Yishlach Devoroi V'yir Po'ein V'malet Mishchisaisam. Hashem will send His word, and He will cure them. Hashem, through His word, will cure Bnei Yisrael. V'yamalit, He will rescue them, mishchisaisam, from destruction. Shat, mashchis. Where do we find this union of hashchosa? Which pigam is called an union of hashchosa? Ki hishchis kol basar darke algoritz. By the Doer Hamabul, pigam abris, specifically, there it says, ki hishchis kol basar darke algoritz. What item is there that cures a person from these 10 types of sicknesses? That saves a person from Hashasa, Pigam Abris? Yishlach Devoroi V'yir Poim is Rosh Teves Yud. Yud Vav Dalet. It's these 10 kapitlach of Tehillim of Tikkun HaKloli that have this super potent power to be able to cure from sicknesses. All types of sickness. What's the sickness that's kolel all sicknesses? A sickness which affects the yisoy, the foundation of the body, it's understood that that makes the whole body sick. Let's continue inside, because everything now is going to be connected. Now Rabbi Nazar says, and that's the whole side of Hashem, Yisavenu, al Eres Devori. Eres is the letters Eser. Eres is a bed, a sick bed. How many sicknesses are there in a sick bed? Eser, 10. And what's the cure for it? Devoi, Dalet Vav Yud, which is the Achayrayim. Note, it's the letter Yud backwards, showing this in, you know, the Asara Mine Negina. We'll see soon how all of this is connected. Rabbi Nizal says, V'yesh Nochosh, there is a snake, She'al Yodo Bo Atzvus Ruach, through this snake comes Atzvus, depression, Hainu Bechinas Lametes Malachos, which refers to the 32 types of work. 39 types of work. Shehu zuhamas hanochosh. That's the filth of the snake. What does it say by the Mabul? They committed sins and everything. Vayis atzev eliboy. What did Pigam HaBris bring about? Atzvus on the part of Hashem Kaviyochol. This nochosh. And Rabbi Nezal says, this nochosh is bechinas lamites malochos. Why? Because if you recall, when the snake, what did the snake bring to the world? 39 curses. When the snake made Chavo eat from the Eitz Hadas, the Gemara says Hashem cursed, gave forth Lamites Klolos at that time. 10 curses to the Morishon, 10 curses to Chavo, 10 curses to the Nachosh, 9 curses to the land, to the earth itself. These were the Lamites Klolos from which the Sifrei Kabbalah bring. What curse did Hashem give to the Morishon at the time? Bezeas Apecho Toichalechem. You're going to have to work. What is work? Lamites Malachos. Those Lamites Malachos draw their sherish from the Lamites Klolos, from the 39 Klolos.
No, the Pagam of Vodim Rishon.
I think that's it.
What was that committed? In Gan Eden or on Earth?
Gan Eden, Gan Eden. It says that as soon as it happened, he was chased out of Gan Eden.
So it cursed the planet.
The Eitz HaChaim and the Eitz HaDas, of course.
Oh, that means nobody, if that Pagam wouldn't have, nobody would come down to this Earth.
Exactly,
this Earth,
of course. It would have been in Gan Eden, 100%. Okay, Rav Enethal says, V'yesh nachosh, she'al yodo bo atzis ruach, haimu b'china slametes melochis, shehu zu amas hanachosh, al yidei ze bo atzis ruach. All atzvus comes from the lametes melochis, from the tirdas haparnosa, that's the mocher of atzvus. As Rav Enethal brought in Torah Chav Gimel, for those who remember, Rabbeinu Zalman Torah Chav Gimel, that's where he really, really attacks the topic of Atzvus super, super. And he calls Atzvus Anpin Chashuchin and Be'itzovoin Toichalno Kol Yemei Chayecha Ba-Ba-Ba. And he says that's Taivas Momoin. Taivas Momoin and the Tirdas HaParnosa, that's real Atzvus. That's what really leads to Atzvus. Rabbeinu Zalman says, what happens when there's Atzvus? Va'al Yedei Atzvus, Va'al Yedei Atzvus Ruach, through a spirit of Atzvus, Ein haruach daife kesiduroi. What it causes is that this ruach, these musical notes that were playing through the body, when a person gets sad, he doesn't sing. The music stops playing. The beat stops playing. Va'azai nasim ho'evorim kevedim. Then the organs become very heavy. Why? Machmas she'ein ruach hadayfek menashev bohem keseder. Because this ruach hadayfek is not pulsating properly. Just like dead weight is much heavier than live weight. Why? Because of the neshama that's pulsating through it. Va'azai hayodayim bebechinas videi moishe kevedim. What happens to the yodayim when this beat, the heartbeat, slows down? The yodayim become weighted down. Where do we see this? We find in the Torah a case by Moshe Rabbeinu where it says his hands became very heavy when he was davening to Hashem to protect Bnei Israel from Amalek, and it got to a point where his hands became heavy. So we see there is this concept of the hands becoming weighted down. Ki ikir ha-kvedus ba-yodayim. The main kvedus heaviness is manifested in the hands. Sheshom ikir ha-ruach ha-daifek. That's where the main ruach ha-daifek is. V'ze b'chinas itzovoin. Itzvoin Yodayim. This is why we find in the Torah many times this term Itzvoin Yodayim. The hands being weighted, the hands being depressed. We find this term. Ki ikar mazik ha'atzvus ruach la'yodayim kanal. Because the main impact of atzvus is felt in the hands. The Yodayim are askonios. They are the organs which move most. And when the motion stops in the body, where does it become most noticed? In the hands. That's why, what's the greatest expression of simcha? When a person shows simcha, clapping of the hands during tefillah. That's how you really arouse these asura mine neginon. Ukishehevorim kevedim, and when the organs of the body become heavy, azai machbidin yaisir al haruach hadayfek. They cause the ruach hadayfek to become heavier. In other words, this causes this, and this goes back to this. When the lave becomes heavy, it causes the hands to become heavy, and as the hands become heavy, it causes the lave to move even slower. Venechlash oyeser, and the person becomes still weaker. Validation nechlash yoiser ruach hadayfek, and through this ruach hadayfek becoming still weaker, nasim hoyvorim kveidem oyeser, the yvorim become even more heavy. Vechein alidation nasim hoyvorim oyeser kveidem nechlash ruach hadayfek oyeser yoiser, vechein chayzeres chalila, and this cycle continues. Ad sheyoytzas nafshay chas v'shalom, until a person could chas v'shalom pass away from atzos chas v'shalom. Valyidei ho anocho, Rabbeinu says, through this fabulous item called anocho, hu mechaye umavriyes haruach hadayfek. A person gives life and strengthens this ruach hadayfek, v'nitzul meho atzvus ruach. And he saves himself from this atzvus ruach, v'chizir ho ruach hadayfek umenashe keseder b'chol hoivorim. It's like lubricating all the pipes which this ruach, when a person goes, oh, he takes in a deep breath, that shoots the breath from his mouth to his heart, like it lubricates the whole process and causes this ruach to continue going keseder. Ubifrat b'hayodayim, especially in the hands. V'alideze mezakech es hashamayim. And this is how you purify the shamayim. What's the connection? What's the connection between perfecting the ruach hadayfek of the yodayim and the shamayim? Rabbeinu Zal says, ki hayodayim hein bechinas shamayim. The two hands of a person are compared to shamayim. Why? What two spheres are the two hands? Chesed and gvura. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki hayodayim hein bechinas shamayim. Eish umayim. fire and water. Shehen bechinas yad yamin v'yad smoil. The right hand is chesed, which is mayim. The left hand is din elikin, which is eish. The mili of elikin is begamatri eish. Rabbi Nizal says, so we see how by perfecting the hands, a person perfects shamayim. He's mezakeh l'shamayim. How do you perfect the hands? Through anocha. That's what causes this ruach, which goes from the lev to the hands, to be corrected. V'zeh, Rabbi Nizal says, this is pshat what the pasuk says, niso levavenu el kapayim el kel v'shamayim. Let us lift up our hearts to our hands, to Hashem in the heavens. Note, levavenu, to kapayim, to shomayim. Shetzorech liso es halev, haynu haruach hadoifek shebalev. You have to elevate the heart. Which part of the heart? The ruach hadoifek within the heart. Make it reach all the way el hayodayim, canal to the hands. Vizeh el keel bashomayim. Get it to reach all the way up to keel bashomayim. Ki mizeh nizdakech hashomayim canal. This is what causes the shomayim to become purified. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'zeh bechinas." This is also manifested in a pasuk, where the pasuk says, "Ki esa el shamayim yadi." I will lift up my hands to the shamayim. By lifting up my hands, I'll affect the shamayim. Shetzorich liso es hayodayim. A person has to elevate, be mesake in his hands. Sheyienase mehem bechinas shamayim kanal. That from his hands should become bechinas shamayim. The shamayim should become purified by his hands becoming purified, by the ruach hadefek, which goes through the 10 fingers of his hands, becoming purified. Rabbi Nizal says, she'al yedei anocha. How? Through anocha. She'al yodo noisei haruach shebalev al hayodayim. Through anocha, he carries the ruach shebalev into the hands. V'yedei zeh nizdakchen hayodayim v'ashamayim kanal. This causes the hands and the shamayim to become purified. Azai hu bechinas machlekes l'shem shamayim. And this is what opens up a path for there to be machlekes l'shem shamayim. In order to have machlekes l'shem shamayim, what's the first thing you have to create? A good shamayim, a good arena for there to be machlekes in. Ki kol hadiburim mekablim min ha-shamayim. Rabbi Nizal says, where does all dibur come from? All dibur comes from shamayim. Ki shom kol hadiburim, because shamayim is the mokor for all dibur. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, la'olam Hashem dvorcho nitzav b'shamayim. Dovah HaMelech says to Hashem, Hashem, your words are always standing in heaven, prepared to come down. Where do they come from? From shamayim. Rabbi Nizal says, v'hadiburim shemekablim min ha-shamayim, mekablim min horamim. These diburim, which we get from Shemayim, which aspect of Shemayim do we get it from? It comes via the thunder. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Yiram b'Shemayim Hashem. Hashem thunders in the Shemayim. We see that thunder is in Shemayim. Bechinas, Yireim keil b'koiloi nifloys. Hashem thunders with his voice wonders. We see a connection between Ra'am and Koil. Ram koil, right? The ram, the thunder, and the dibur. Nimtzo shemekablim hadiburim mehayodayim. So we see that the diburim receive from the yodayim. Why? Ki hein hein bechinas shamayim. Yodayim is shamayim. We showed that before. So if dibur comes from shamayim, it means that the dibur comes from the yodayim. Sheshom kol hadiburim. Ve'ikra hakabolo al yidei bechinas ramim. When we receive dibur from shamayim, where do we receive it? Via thunder. What's the corresponding item within the hands? Rabbi Nizal says, "Haynu bechinas ruach hadayfek." In the hands, we have the ruach hadayfek, which corresponds to the thunder within shamayim. Shenistakin al yidei anocha. This ruach hadayfek is perfected through anocha. Sha'al yodoi nisnasim hayodayim l'shamayim. Anocha is what helps a person elevate his hands to shamayim. Ki haruach hadayfek shehoylecho menashev omenafetz hakoil ve'ikor b'hayodayim. This ruach hadayfek, which travels and moves and flows and causes everything to awaken. And where does this ruach express itself most? In the yodayim, ze bechinas ramim. This ruach is the bechina of thunder. Bechinas yiram b'shamayim Hashem kanal. How do we see that? Rabbi Nizal explains, ki hayodayim hein bechinas shamayim kanal. We said before that the yodayim are synonymous with shamayim. How, Bobby? Because shamayim is eishamayim, and the yodayim are bechinas eishamayim, right? Right and left, chesed and din. V'shom kol hadiburim, and that in shamayim is found all of the diburim. Bechinas lo'olam Hashem dvorcho nitzav b'shamayim kanal. Nimtza. What do we see from this? Shemekablim hadiburim mehayodayim. That just like we receive dibur from Shemayim, we receive dibur from the Yodayim. V'ze bechinas kasher diber Hashem beyad Moshe. Hanemar b'Moshe. It always says kasher diber Hashem beyad Moshe. Kasher diber Hashem beyad Shmuel Anovi, or whoever it is. U'b'sharavi. Why? Kishom kol hadiburim. It's in the Yodayim that is found all the diburim. U'mishom mekablim oisam. That's where we receive them from. Kanal. V'chol hadiburim shemekablim isham. All the diburim that we receive from the Hainu mebechinas Yodayim, from the Yodayim mechinas Shemayim, from the Shemayim mechinas Ramim. Rabbi Nezal says, Ein lignois es hamekabel hafilu ein halachik hamoisoi. All the diburim that come forth from the Yodayim, from the Shemayim and everything, Rabbi Nezal says that a person should not make gnai, a person should not put down a speaker, even if the halacha is not like him, even if he's one of those speakers where ein halacha kamaisai, a person should not knock him. Why? Me'achar shekibli min ha-shamayim, because since he received his words from Shemayim also, v'yalkein be'emes elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Rabbi Nezal says, therefore, note, coincidence. We have this week's shir, Monday night shir. That's why the Torah stresses elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. If that's so, if his diburim also come from Shemayim, then why is it ein halacha kamoisoi? This is something which we are not capable of understanding. This is the bechina of thunder. Shemisham kibel hadiburim. We said that what is the mocker of dibur? Thunder, ramim. She'aleihem nemar, about thunder, the pasuk says, Yiram keil bekoiloi niflois. That thunder is an inyan of pele, wonder, something which we can't understand. We can't understand it. Pele means wonder, we can't understand it. Dahainu shehem be'emes niflois tamim deim. This is the bechin of niflois tamim deim, niflois, which comes from Hashem, which we can't understand. We can't understand this. This is the bechina of the Darkei Hashem, which we cannot understand. You can tell Mickey that our Gemara Brocha is exactly where we're up to on Wednesday night. Is Tzadik V'Toyvloy. You see this Aleph? Look on bottom. Ayin Brocha Stavol from an Aleph. This is the Gemara I learned with Mickey Wednesday night. These exact words. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal for. Hashem, show me your ways. Let me be zeich to understand. Tzadik v'toyvloi, tzadik v'raloi, this whole thing. What does it mean? Ki tzadik v'toyvloi ze bechinas ha-tzadik shehalocha kemoisoi. When the Gemara refers to tzadik v'toyvloi, you know what kind of tzadik it's referring to? The one who is zeich to be mechavim to the emes. The one who is zeich that halocha kemoisoi. Tzadik v'raloi ze bechinas ha-tzadik shehalocha kemoisoi. Rosho v'toivloi ze bechinas ha-rosho shenekurov la-hatzadik shehalocha kamoisoi. Rosho v'toivloi is a rosho who zeichet to latch on to toiv. Who is toiv? Imru tzadik ki toiv. The Arizal says that you take the word yesoid, yesoid in mispar koton is begematria toiv, exactly. Showing that the tzadik is the union of toiv. Yesoid, the mispar koton is exactly 17. Yud is 1, samach is 6, is 7. Vav and Dalid is 10. 10 and 7 is 17, exactly, Begimatria Toiv. So Rabbi Nezal says, Rasha v'toiv loy is a Rasha v'yisayid loy. He's mekusha to a tzadik emes. Shehalocha kamoisoy. Rasha v'ra loy is a bechinas ha-rasha shemekura v'la tzadik shein halocha kamoisoy. That's the Rasha who happens to accidentally pick the wrong one. V'afilu Moshe loy hisig zoyis. And the Gemara over there says in Baruch that even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't zeichet to understand this fully. Ki heim bechinas darkei Hashem. These are the ways of Hashem which we can't comprehend completely. Bechinas ramen. This originates from thunder. Sheheim nifloyis tamim deim. That's bechinas pela. We can't understand it. Sheyev shalasi. V'alkein. Kishenekablim diburim en ha-shamayim v'medchines yadayim v'chines ramen kanal ein liganois oisoy afilu afim ein halach gamoisoy. Don't put it down, even though he's the one whom ein halach gamoisoy. Ki ze bechinas machloikis l'shem shamayim. This is the whole concept of machloikis l'shem shamayim. Shebe'emes elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim. In truth, this is all one and the same. Rak sheyev shalasik zois. This is something which we can't comprehend. Ki hu neflois tamim deim. This is wondrous. Bechinas ramim kanal. The bechina of thunder, which we said before, which is an inyan of wonder. By the way, we'll stop over here. Just to mention for a second, Rabbi Zal once mentioned in Eretz Yisrael, one of the shiur that he gave, that in these words, Elu v'elu divrei elokim chayim, we said that the Rashi Tevz of divrei elokim chayim is echad.
Yeah.
When we say Elu v'elu divrei elokim chayim, this means that this and this are divrei elokim chayim. Meaning that when we talk about the midos of Hashem, chesed and gvura, this and that, it's all actually one and the same. So Rabbi Zal said that in these words, Elu v'elu divrei elokim chayim, we have the entire 10 spheres. To show that this encompasses all 10 spheres. How? Chayim is which sphere?
Chochma.
Chayim is bigamatria chochma, the Arizal says. Chayim is chochma.
It's bigamatria.
Chayim is bigamatria chochma. Exactly. A chochma is one who's alive. Ha chochma te chay is baleho. Eitz chayim hilo machzikim bo. Chayim is chochma. Elikim
is bina.
Chayim is the yud of yud kevav kei. Elikim is the kei of yud kevav kei. Elu and elu. Elu v'elu, this and this. What connects Elu and Elu? The Vav. Elu v'elu refers to Zeranpin. This is this and this. Where do you have that in Zeranpin? You have this and this. This and this. Pom Kosher, the sixth. Elu v'elu refers to Zeranpin. Divrei is the Malchus. Divrei is always the Malchus, which is the Odayin, which we're referring to as Chachmiyah, because really, it's all one and the same. You can never forget that. So although we refer to Dibor as Malchus, Dibor is also Chachmah. Mi piv das usvuna. So Rabbi Zal said that when we say Elu v'elu divrei elokim chayim, it means that all 10 spheres, which to you look like different things, in actual one who knows Chachmah Svamis, knows that it's all one. We're talking about the Yodayim here, the 10 fingers, which is Chachmah, 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 Chachmah. What comes from the Yodayim? Dibur, which is Malchus, Malchus, Malchus. What are the Yodayim? Vayhi Yodov Emuna, Malchus. It's all one and the same.
So wait, we show that the Yodayim is Chachma because it's Eish Mayim.
Because it's that's what's mezakech the shemayim. That's this whole union of machlekes l'shem shemayim, which is the highest level of das, the highest level of sechel, which is Chachma, right? Mm-hmm. And the defek is in the Yodayim. Which sphere was defek? That we all agreed on. It's Chachma, the 10 types of pulses, the Achiraim of Ov, which is Chachma, right? And in truth, we know that the Yodayim are Malchus, right? Because we say that Vayhi Yodov Emuna. And the Dibur comes from the Yodayim, and Dibur always comes from Malchus, right? Dibur is always Malchus. So we see how in truth, it's all... And this is what? I don't know. Rabbi Zal said it in the Shir Nantis.
What does Dibur have to do with Yodayim?
Rabbeinu Zal said that where does the Dibur come from? From Shamayim. What is Shamayim? The Yodayim. Rabbeinu Zal said that's why the Dibur goes according to how the pulse is flowing through the hands. Here, recall we had this whole piece here? If you'll review it, you'll see how all of this is connected together. The next piece that we're up to is where Rabbeinu Zal can show how this whole concept is found in a pasuk in Iyov. One pasuk in Iyov contains everything that we just said in this paragraph, and then we'll pretty much close up this Torah. But you can see that this Torah is an unusual item. This is the Torah for Shavuos. You can understand why. Shavuos is Melech Nun. To be continued. We're in the middle of Torah Nun Vav, and we come on. And in this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal touched on a few topics. He started off with the topic of Malchus, that each person has a certain Bechina of Malchus, a certain aspect of rulership, and a person has to see to use that for the sake of Hashem, not to misuse it for his own silly purposes, to use it for serving Hashem, so that anybody whom he rules over, he should be able to have that person, bring that person close to Hashem, whether it be a family, friends, whatever it is. Then Rabbeinu Zal discuss the topic of that. We know that the Gemara says, Horabonos Mekaberes Hezbaleho, that leadership usually causes a person to die young, which means that a person who's in a position of leadership has to see to it to draw extra chias, to be very careful, to stay alive. How do you do that? Through the Torah. Rabbeinu Zal explain that that's why there's a special mitzvah in the Torah, that a melech always had to have a sefer Torah with him, and there's a special mitzvah of studying Torah by a melech more than the rest of Bnei Israel, because he has to be mamshich chias into his malchus. Then Rabbeinu Zal spoke about Hastara and Hastara Shevetei Hastara, the fact that you have a person whom Hashem is hidden from him, meaning the person is committing sins or whatever, it's like he doesn't see Hashem in front of him, and you have a person who's got a much worse problem, where it's Hastara Shevetei Hastara, where he doesn't even realize that Hashem is hidden from him. The fact that Hashem is hidden from him, that fact is hidden from him. Then Rabbeinu Zal went into the topic of Mordechai and Esther, showing how that... Then Rabbeinu Zal was talking about the topic that within the Hastara there is a level of Torah found there that's much, much higher than a regular level of Torah, because Rabbeinu Zal says, according to how low a person is, there has to be a much higher level of kedusha to be able to pull a person out of a place like that, or to keep a person alive in a place like that, meaning that in these low madregas, there is a very high level of kedusha hidden there, which when a person like that is niskarev, that high level of Torah becomes revealed. Then Rabbi Ezra went into the topic of showing how through according to the height of das, that's how easy parnasa comes. In other words, having parnasa benatel is totally in hagdolas hadas. And he quotes the statement that the Zohar Kodesh, says that when the Jews were in the Midbar, when it came to the mon, they got the mon, and there were a few people, dosan vaviram, who even though they were told not to go out on Shabbos to look for mon, they went out anyway, and the wording that's used in the pasuk there is shatu ha'om v'loktu. They made a mistake, and they went out and picked. The Zohar Kodesh says the word shatu is miloshin shtus. Shaita. They were idiots. They were stupid. They didn't think. That's why they were forced to do extra work to go out. In other words, they didn't realize that because they were plaguing in Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Bechina's das, they went against his word. Therefore, they were forced to do extra items in order to be able to have pranasa. Rabbeinu Zal went into that topic. Then he discussed the topic of shuas. Then he discussed the topic of machlikas l'shem shamayim, how that's the highest level das. And we have in the Gemara constant battle, kosher, posel, tamei, tohar, osu, mutar. That's how the whole Torah is nisrachev. It broadens. You get so much more knowledge out of that machlikas. And now Rabbeinu Zal is pretty much summing up the whole Torah based on a posuk in Iyayiv. And this is what we're up to. Rabbeinu Zal says, v'zet pirush, with all of this that we said till now, we can understand the posuk in Iyayiv. The pasuk over there says, "Beruchai shamayim shifra, choylala yadai nachosh b'riach, hein elek tzayis dracha, umar shemetz dvar nishmavoy, v'ram goroisot mi yizvoynan." Rabbi Nisal is going to explain this whole statement in Iyayiv now. Rabbi Nisal is going to take it a piece at a time. "Beruchai shamayim shifra, hainu, b'chinas haruach hadayfei kanal." If you recall, in the Torah, we were discussing the topic of the pulse, by which is determined person's sickness. A person can identify any type of sickness by feeling the pulse. And this ruach hadayfet hamenashev biyodayim, which is present in the hands, shehen b'chinas shamayim, the hands symbolize shamayim, because we said, what is shamayim? Eish umayim, fire and water, which is chesed and din, which is the right hand and the left hand. So beruchai shamayim shifra, shamayim here refers to the hands. Ruchai refers to the ruach within the hands, this pulse that travels through the hands. V'ze b'chinas beruchai shamayim shifra. Ki al yidei haruach hadayfei kanal, through this pulse, humezakech, it purifies, umeshaper, and beautifies hashamayim, shehem hayadayim, the heavens, which are the yadayim. B'chinas niso levaveinu el kapayim, el keel v'hashamayim. The pasuk says, let us lift up our hearts, put our hearts into our hands, and elevate it to Hashem in the heavens, meaning when a person's in a state of simcha, he claps his hands. Where does that ruach of simcha begin? Where does it start out? In the heart. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech says, Nosato simcha balibi. So the heart has a beat to it. The heart has a beat. The heart has a pulse within it. And that pulse travels throughout the body. Where does it which other part of the body does it really manifest itself in? In the hands, in the yadayim. And when a person claps his hands, it's this ruach of simcha shebalev, which is traveling through the pulse in the hands, which puts him into a state of simcha whereby he's able to clap. So Rabbi Nezal mentions this now, beruchai shamayim shifra. With his ruach, he beautifies Hashem. Through his ruach, he beautifies the shamayim, meaning a person in a state of simcha, with this ruach, the pulse that travels through the hands, shamayim is the hands, which are chesed and gvura, which are eish and mayim, shifra he beautifies. He beautifies the hands through this ruach, traveling through them. V'zeh cholala yodoy nachosh b'riach. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain this. Shal yedei zeh, through this procedure, Ise cholol b'hayodayim, shehoyu kvedim ustumim al yedei ho'atzvus ruach, shehu zuham asanochosh. When a person's in a depressed state of mind, what happens? His hands are very heavy. His hands are heavy. His mood is heavy. He's very weighted down. When a person gets into this state of simcha, where the simcha is permeating from his heart to his hands, so Rabbi Nizam says, cholol yodai, he makes a cholol in his hands. He makes a hole, a vacuum in his hands, in a sense. Where how? By removing, just like in the heart, where there is this pulse, the Gemara says, Leiv chacham liyaminai, leiv ksil lismailai, that in the right side of a person's heart is the Eitzah Tov, in the left side is the Eitzah Hara. What happens when a person kills the Eitzah Hara? The Pasuk says that, what does it say about, oh, libi cholol bekirbi. David HaMelech said, my heart has a corpse in it. Cholol is a corpse. Cholol is a vacuum. By his killing the Yetzer Hara, number one, he had a corpse in his heart. The Yetzer Hara was killed. And also it created a vacuum. He had removed that place that the Yetzer Hara was occupying, now is empty, available for Kiddusha. We find this same thing now within the hands. If when a person is in Atzvus, it's something that manifests itself in his heart and in his hands. And as Al says, when a person removes this, when a person removes this tum of the nachash, and this pulse now flows properly, it's not slowed down anymore by this sadness, it's moving keseder, then the hands are elevated, the shamayim becomes purified, it's not cloudy anymore, the sky isn't cloudy, gloomy looking anymore, it's clear. And then a person is able to draw diburim, b'chinas machlekes l'shem shamayim, as we discussed previously in the Torah, this concept of machlekes l'shem shamayim, which brings out conversation. It's machlekes to create shamayim. What is shamayim? A shamayim, fire and water. Whenever you have two tanoim battling, one is leading more towards chesed, one is leading more towards din. The one who says kosher is leaning more towards chesed, towards kindness. It's acceptable. Din is, it's not acceptable. It's usur, it's removed, it's to be taken away. Rabbi Nizal says, "Shezeh b'chinas darkei Hashem, ki be'emes elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim kanal." Because in truth, as we said before, both opinions are actually divrei Elokim chayim. It's both the word of Hashem. And this is what the pasuk goes on to explain now. Hein ele k'tzayis drachov. These are the ways of Hashem. Hainu. Shezeh b'chinas darkei Hashem. This is the derech of Hashem. What? B'chinas tzadik v'toiv loy, tzadik v'ra loy, rosha v'toiv loy, rosha v'ra loy. This whole concept where we see a lot of things which we don't understand. She'ief shalahasa kanal. It's impossible to understand this well. B'chinas ramim. This is like thunder. Sheheim niflois tamim deim. Thunder is a wondrous item. V'zeh, this is what the pasuk continues to say. Uma shemetz davar nishma boy v'ram givuroisov mi izvoinon. Hainu. Shebe'elu hadiburim shenekabla min ha-shamayim. These words which a person receives from the shamayim, ein bohem shim gnus. There's no evil there. There's nothing bad there. Va'osur leganois es ha-mekabel afilu amein halacha kamoisai. Therefore, once the mekabel is also drawing from a source of kedusha, when you have two tanoim who are arguing, and both of them are drawing from a mokar of kedusha, then there's no reason in the world to rank out the one whom the halacha doesn't come out like him, because he still drew from a makor of kedusha. He's bechinas darkei Hashem, bechinas ramin, she'ef shelo avin lahasikanal. This is the concept of darkei Hashem, thunder, something we don't understand clearly, completely, and yet it's still coming from Hashem. By us, we can't understand how there could be two opinions which are in conflict. We only accept one of them, and yet the other one is still right. The other one still has place, as the Gemara says about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Gemara says, although we say halacha to Beis Hillel right now, the halacha is going to come out like Beis Shammai. What's pshat? One is right and one is wrong? The answer is, it's not true. They're both right. One applies to a certain time frame, the other applies to a different time frame. Just as you had the battle between Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech was a tzaddik, David HaMelech was a tzaddik. Shaul HaMelech was destined to rule for a certain period of time. During that time, he was melech, he was to be given all respect. When that time ended, David HaMelech was to rule. If Shaul HaMelech tried to hold on to the melucha while it was David HaMelech's time, then it was a problem. Otherwise, this one's a tzaddik, there's no problem. Eilo ve'lo de relikim chayim. V'zeh u'ma shemetz dovor. Hanino, shemetz means an Indian of a stain, like a problem. Shemetz is like a stain, like a blemish, a type of stain. Meaning, what type of blemish is there? What type of problem is there? If it's Elo Ve'elo Dibur Elokim Chayim, there's no stain there. Why? Ki v'ra'am.